Today's Shia Rabbi Shabir Yaimi is being learned live from the Oberbus on the way to the Chof and Efrag. We are up to Hilchas Pesach, Simen Tov Chof Tes. And we are finishing up Sif Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Katan Hey, where we had seen the halacha of Kimcha, what is known as Kimcha de Pischa. Really, it's a halacha, a din from way back when, that we should give to the Aniyim Chitim for Matzis, or Kemach, flour, which might even be better. As I pointed out, nowadays, we give what's called Kimcha de Pischa, which is usually money, but it's all towards the same goal of providing for Matzis, for the Aniyim, for all of Pesach, before Pesach, as opposed to just meal by meal. And here we go. So we were in the middle of Sif Katan Hay, and we saw that what's considered, the Ramah said, what's considered someone who is obligated to give the Kimcha de Pischa, and who is considered someone who you are obligated to give the Kimcha de Pischa, someone who is a resident in that city for Shnei Masar Chodesh, 12 months. That's when the obligation is incumbent upon you as a resident to give to the others that need it, the Aniyim. And that's when the Aniyim become Aniyim that you have to give it to. And the Mishnah Berurah had said that if we know that your intent, and the person's intent, is to stay there and to be there for 12 months and later, then already immediately he is someone obligated and someone that you're obligated to give. And the Sha'arei Tshuva, we pointed out, when the Mishnah Berurah mentioned the Sha'arei Tshuva, is that someone who acquires a house in a town, neighborhood, that's already the presumption, unless you know, obviously, his goal is to just buy and sell immediately. But the basic assumption is, and the presumption is, that once you buy a house, it's in order to stay. And now we're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah now says, V'kasmu achronim, it's the first wide line, where he says, the achronim right b'shem asmak, da'idna, nowadays, no'agin b'chol atztakos, the minag in all atztakos, including, obviously here, kimcha d'pistah, whether we're talking about the balabatim who are obligated to give, or with respect to the aniyim who are obligated to give to, it's not 12 months, but it's rather gauged by shloshim yom, 30 days. And then he points out now that even an ani that's not going to be there for 30 days, even though the core kimcha de pischa obligation of giving for the whole Pesach, to give enough for the whole Pesach in one shot, you're not obligated because he's not there for 30 days. He doesn't have intent to be there for 30 days. Mikol makom chayavim litein lo matzah v'pesach. He's still obligated to give him matzah v'pesach kederech shechayavim litein lo pas kol yivos hashana. The same way the halacha is that any ani you have to give enough to buy of mazon shtei sudos. Minimally, any ani you have to give the minimal amount of two meals l'chol yom v'yom yivos hafol. You have to give any ani, even if he's not there for 30 days, 2 days worth of two meals worth of food every day of the week, of a weekday. So who show it by year that he's in that city, so the city has to take care of the ani who is in the city, even if he's not there for 3 days, by giving him 2 meals per day. Who b'Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Mazon Shloshim, and on Shabbos you have to give this ani who's just there, not for even 30 days, 3 meals. From Moshe Kassav Yorday, Asimim Reshim, Vav Ayin Sham. So what he's pointing out here is, when we say 30 days or 12 months is the obligation to give Kimcha de Pischa, that's the lach of Kimcha de Pischa, where you have to assure that the ani has enough for matzis for the whole Pesach, kol yimei ha-Pesach. And that's only, according to the Shulchan Aruch, 12 months, according to the Smak and the Achronim, based on another Ramah elsewhere. And nowadays, it's 30 days is the definition of someone who's obligated to give Kimcha de Pischa and someone who's obligated to give the Kimcha de Pischa too. And finally, the last Mishnah Berurah in this Sif Katan Vav, Litein Lazeh, when a person is there 12 months, you are chayav to give already, as the Ramah said, you chayav already to give the Kimcha de Pischa for all the days of Yom Tov. And he says here, even the Talmud Chacham, normally you don't tax, at least have taxes, and take money to give the Aniyim, and Talmud Chacham were off the hook. Here, Talmud Chacham is not off the hook for Kimcha de Pischa. And he says, V'shira nesina. And how much does everyone have to give? How much does everyone have to give? So, we saw already in terms of the ani, you give him what he needs for the whole Pesach. But what's the shira of what a person has to himself give? That's gauge sarach la'arich al kol ha'chaluf yomano. How much a person himself is obligated to actually give, personally, everyone has to do it according to his personal monetary state, how wealthy he is, or how unwealthy he is. So again, you're talking here about the person himself who is obligated. If we have to provide every honey for what he needs based on his needs, and every person is obligated based on his particular state of affairs. Someone who goes ahead and avoids, and he runs away when he sees the people coming to collect, from giving the kamach, the flour, the kipcha, the pisna to the aniyim, yesh avon biyadam, they have a sin. They have sin. They have sins in their hands, literally. They are sinning. Vinei yadua, and you should know, it's known, she'enei ha'aniyim nesuos lezeh, the eyes of the aniyim, they are focused and raised towards this money that they are hoping that's coming to them, so they can have a shnaka pesach. U'kishehen yisharu bedolchak, and when these aniyim are left financially stressed, u'beravon, and they're hungry, v'hu yalim ayin bezeh, and he is, this person who is closing his eyes to this, and he's avoiding giving the kippah the pista, yadua ma sha'amar ha'gamara, Sanhedrin, we know what it says in Sanhedrin regarding this person, daf lamed hey. He's quoting here the Gemara, kol tainus, etc. The Gemara there in Sanhedrin says that any tanis in which tzedakah funds are left undistributed overnight is akin to shvichas damim. That is what it is equivalent of. The kal v'chomer, someone who goes ahead and doesn't give, it's equivalent of shvichas damim, letting someone's blood. Ayin sham, check out the Perush Rashi. Who gam came to ein zeh, and this is very similar to that. We are now up to Siv Beis. Just want to point out one very important thing. If you look at the Shaar HaTzion in Sif Katan Yud of the Shaar HaTzion, he points out that why is this such a serious business, Kimcha de Pischa, that where does this come from that you have to go ahead and give more than the average tzedakah, you have to go ahead and give for the whole Pesach? We see this dafka by Pesach specifically. So the Shaar HaTzion says the reason why this was an old-time takana in Pesach, more than the other regalim, is because this is a Sman Cheres, and people are reclining, and everyone is in their home with such simcha, and it's not kavod to the aniyim to be hungry and thirsty and starving and looking towards where their food is coming. Everyone we have to assure is viewed as like free men, and therefore we give them kemach for the whole Yemei Pesach, so they can go ahead and be misapi yasiyas mitzrayim, the simcha that Shaar HaTzion says. And again, we're in Sifkat and Yud the Shaar HaTzion. And he also says at another time, another reason, that you're not allowed to eat chametz, okay? And matzah is not readily found so easily. Therefore, you got to go ahead and prepare it. You have to have it from the start. And therefore, that's what he says. And there's a famous gra as well, that if you check out the Haggadah of Rav Soloveitchik, he quotes the gra that the Gaon holds that kimcha the pischa might actually be a chi of the oraisa. The pasuk says, "Matzas yeachel, eishivase yamim." Matzas yeachel, matzas shall be eaten, and you have to assure not just an obligation for you to eat matzas. It might be your obligation to make sure that everyone eats matzas shivase yamim. Ayin sham hagadas hagrid, which is the hagada of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who makes this point by halach ma'anya. And halach ma'anya, that's what we're saying when we invite people to go ahead and join us specifically now on Pesach to come join us in eating the halach ma'anya, the matzas. The idea of inviting them for the Kimcha de Pischa. Ayin Shom. Sif Beis. Ein Neuflin Al Pneim. So, as you all know, what does Neuflin Al Pneim mean? It's the term used for Tachnun. In the old days, the way they used to say Tachnun is they used to fall on their face on the floor. That's why it was called Neuflin Al Pneim. Nowadays, we don't do Tachnun that way. Nowadays, the way we say Tachnun is by putting our hand on our heads. We tilt towards our left hand. We have this today. Rosh Hashiva's Yemi. Rosh Hashiva gives a Yemi Halacha too. Right, so we cover our face, and we bend down, we bend forward, and the face is covered. That's what we do nowadays, but we don't go on the floor. We're not noticing our Pneum. But anyway, that's what we're referring to as Tachlun. So we don't take Tachlun B'chol Chodesh Nisan, the whole month of Nisan. So let's look at the Bishop Ruah Sipkat and Zion. B'chol Chodesh Nisan. B'nei Sh'shneim Asar Nisiyim Yikrivu B'shneim Asar Yomim. This is because 12 Nisiyim, he's going to explain why the whole Nisan. Why the whole Nisan we don't take Tachlun. He says because the first 12 days, the Nisiyim each were Makariv a Karban, as you know, the Chol Yimei a Karban Haya Yom Tov, that was considered like their Yom Tov. And then you have, after the first 12 days, you have Erev Pesach and Yimei Pesach, you have Erev Pesach and the days of Pesach itself, and Yisru Chag. So all those days are like Kain Yom Tov, or Yom Tov itself. Im Kain Yom Tov Ola Chodesh B'Kedusha. It's like the majority of the month then of Nisan is B'Kedusha, is Someone yanked the dick. The fichach oisen kulo kodesh. We treat the whole month like kodesh, like yom tadik. What's the inyan? So why don't we say tachlun on such yom tadik, such yemei simcha? So the basic idea is, we always know this, we don't really know what the basis for this is. The reason why we don't say tachlun on days of the yom tadik, like the tila yemei simcha. And tachlun, as you know, are tilos that are supplications. And what we do when we are supplicating to Hashem, we're trying to go ahead and get Hashem to subdue his midas hadin. That's what we do when we say the tachanunim. But when you do that, you're also on one hand arousing the midas hadin. And the yimei yom tov and the yimei simcha are the yimei rachamim. And therefore we do not want to arouse, it's like sort of, even though you're going in and trying to subdue the midas hadin, you're also in a certain sense arousing the midas hadin. You don't do that on yimei simcha, and that's why there's no tachanun on all these yimei simcha. And we also just explained why the whole nisan, being the majority, are yimei simcha and yom tivdik. Therefore the whole nisan gets that din, and therefore tachanun is not said the whole chodesh of Nisan. We continue now in the Shulchan Aruch. Also, ein omrim tzikascha b'Shabbos b'mincha. We also do not say tzikascha. As you all know, tzikascha is also omitted on the Shabbos, on days when tachnun is not said, because this tefillah as well is supplicatory in nature, and therefore it's omitted whenever tachnun would be said. Therefore, for all of Chodesh Nisan, we do not say tzikascha and Shabbos b'mincha. Sif katan ches tzikascha. We also don't say Chodesh Nisan, the supplicatory tefillahs of Yehi Ratzon is Achar Kriyas HaTorah, as you all know. Ve'ein maskirin bo neshamos. We also don't go ahead and do what's called the Kel Mole. All of Chodesh Nisan, there is no Kel Mole Rachamin, there's no Haskaras neshamos, except for, of course, the last day of Yom Tov, as you know. That's when we have Yisker. Ve'gam tzidik hadin ve'kaddish. And also, we don't do tzidik hadin and kaddish. What's tzidik hadin? At the end of every funeral, there are psukim and supplicatory psukim that are said, followed by the Kaddish afterwards. And although the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, said, you say Siddiq HaDin and Kaddish, even on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, those of you who were Yomi guys back then know that the Ramah held that on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, and here now we're seeing the Ramah being quoted here and followed Gam Le'inyan what? Gam Le'inyan Nisan, that we did not say Tzidik HaDin and Kaddish. The reason the Ramah gives there is that he says that Tzidik HaDin and Kaddish, the Mefarshim explain, as well as the Ramah, that it will lead to Hesped. As we're going to see momentarily, there are no Hespedim, eulogies, on these Yimei Simcha of Nisan, and therefore Tzidik HaDin and the Kaddish following will arouse, they assume it will arouse Hesped, and therefore the Ramah, as well as by even while the Shulchan Aruch says Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed, you say Tzidik HaDin, you have here the Mishnah Berurah saying you do not even say Tzidik HaDin and Kaddish, not only like the Ramah says by Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you also don't say it during the whole month of Nisan. Ba'klal, and this is the klal. They all go together, he says. The Tzidik HaDin, Tzikas Chatzedek, and Racham B'chana, meaning Tachnun, they're all equal, Shavin, and therefore they're not said. When Tachnun not said, you don't say Tzikasha, and you don't say Tzidik HaDin. That's the klal that the Mishnah Berurah is giving here. B'chein B'erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. When else don't you say these things? Now Mishnah Berurah is just adding. You don't say it on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov in general, because that is samach to the Yemei Shabbos and Yom Tov.
So, Acha Chatzos, Ein Omrim. After Chatzos on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you no longer say Tachnun and Tzidik HaDin. Aval, Erev Rosh Chodesh, he says, Erev Chanukah, Acha Chatzos, Omrim Tzidik HaDin. He says, however, when it comes to Erev Rosh Chodesh and Erev Chanukah, there, after Chatzos, it doesn't have the same intensity in terms of being samach to like a real full-blown Yom Tov or Shabbos. So then, in terms of Tzidik HaDin, he's saying you would say it on Erev Rosh Chodesh and Erev Chanukah. It happens to be that our minhag with respect to Tachnun is that Erev Rosh Chodesh we do not say Tachnun, same way we don't say it on Erev Yom Tov. And he says the Tov Likros in Nisan Kol Yom Hanasi Shalom is a good thing on in Nisan to go ahead and say the recite the Nasi of that particular day. Each day is a different karbon, so the first 12 days. Uviyom Shoshesrei, and on the 13th day of Nisan, you say Parshat Baaloscha, add up until Kein Asa Es HaMenorah. That, he says, is a good, nice thing to do, because again, that's what happened those first days before, as we said, before the actual Yom Tov of Pesach, those first 12 days, as we said, where the Nisim bringing their Karbanos. So back to the Shulchan Aruch, he then says, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ein Maspidim Bo, we don't, as we said before, we don't have Hespedim on the whole month of Nisan, and we even mentioned that you know, part of the Tzidik Hadin issue is that it leads to possible Hespeid. So Hespeidim, you don't have the whole month of Nisan. V'ein misanin bo lahaskir b'tzibor. And also, now this is important, there's going to be a machlokas here between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. Shulchan Aruch says you don't have Tainesim fast where you have the public mentioning of them, lahaskir b'tzibor. What does this mean? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, I mean the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tes, lahaskir b'tzibor. So he says, Perish de emaskir at Tainis b'tzibor. This means that we do not mention these fasts that would be allowed, but you don't mention it in public. What do you see from the implication of this Shulchan Aruch? What comes out clearly according to the Shulchan Aruch that a person who has a minhag to fast on Monday, Thursday, and Monday, otherwise known as Bahab, during Nisan, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, that would be okay. That would be totally fine. Again, the halacha, this concept of Bahab is something that's brought down in the Masechta Sefer. You see it here in Eretz Yisrael, which is a series of Tainesin that we observe nowadays. And we do it, as we're going to see coming up, only after Nisan. But according to Shulchan Aruch, it could be done during Nisan. And they did it, they did these fasts over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the Chil Hashem of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But like he goes on in the Mishnah Berurah, U'minageinu k'haramah. The minhag is like the Ramah that we're going to see coming up very soon in the Ramah, She'ein l'sanos klal. That our minhag is like the Ramah that we did not fast at all during Nisan. And that's why our minhag is that we wait on Bahab, even individuals wait on Bahav until after Nisan, and then after Nisan, we even have on the Erev, you know, on the Shabbos before Bahav, there's a mention, there's a public mention of these fasts that are coming up. Now, but what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is, although he allows the Bahav on the individuals to go ahead and do these fasts during Nisan, these special Bahav fasts, it's without any type of public mention. Now, we continue on here with the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, "V'habichoros nisanin choros." Though they fast, they can fast. However, on Erev Pesach, as we know, our minhag is that they have a siyum, but you're allowed to go ahead. The Bichoros Shulchan Aruch says to go ahead and fast on Erev Pesach. These are fasts according to Shulchan Aruch that are okay, even though it is during Nisan. Comes the Rama now, and he says, "Rama, gam ein oimin tzibek hadin b'chol chodesh Nisan." We also do not go ahead and say Tzidik Hadin the whole month of Nisan. This is already mentioned, he said, in the Mishnah Berurah. And once again, similar to what the Ramah had said regarding Tzidik Hadin, unlike the Shulchan Aruch by Rosh Chodesh, who said, Shulchan Aruch had said, you do the Tzidik Hadin with Kaddish, and the Ramah said not. Once again, here the Ramah is saying that we did not have a Tzidik Hadin at the Levayas. Tzidik Hadin followed by the Kaddish the whole month of Nisan. Minagu she'ein nisanin bo tainus klal. And the minhag, he says, is not to have any tainus at all, any fast at all during Nisan. Afilu yom she'meis bo avu o'imo, even the day in which one's parents passed away, which many people, we'll see in Mishnah Berurah, go ahead and they fast the ili nishmas on the yard site. He says those fasts should not happen during Nisan. Comes the Ramah and says that. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat on Yud. Afilu yom ha'inu b'chol chodesh Nisan. He did not have a Titus on the yard side. V'chein Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Gam kein ein nisanin. Even Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which we know is a time when people fast. Afilu ha'noagim nisanos. Even those that fast on every b'chol Erev Rosh Chodesh. We know Yom Kippur Katan, people have a minhag to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Did not do that during Nisan. Did not do that on Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is still Nisan. Aval ha'chasin v'akala. He says v'chasin v'akala. V'yom chupasam on the day of their chuppah. They are noyeg nisanos. They are noyeg to fast. Afilu b'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mitam she is barely you'll see in Siman Tavkuf Ayin Gimel." That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But as you know, as Zman Hazeh, okay, people Chassan and Kalas, they do not fast on Rosh Chodesh. For sure, they wouldn't fast on Rosh Chodesh during Nisan. Okay, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Chassan and Kala on the Yom Kippur would go ahead and fast. Very interesting. What's the idea? Because this is a day. Why should it be different? Let's say, for example, not according to, he's saying that according to the Ramah's Mahalach, Mishnah Berurah is saying that you wouldn't fast even on a yard site, but you would, the Chassan and Kala would fast on their wedding day, because that's a day of Kapara for them, and it's also to ensure that they are sober at the time of the Kiddushin, namely the time when he's designating her as his wife, which requires, obviously, both sides full cognizance. Now, the Shigura there, elsewhere, in Tuf, Kuf, Ayin Gimel, Sif Katan Ches, he there brings down a Megill view which maintains that a Chasan and a Kala do not fast on any day that Tachlin is omitted, and therefore they would not go ahead and fast the Chasan and Kala. So now, although the minhag seems to be that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we do not go ahead and have the Chasan and Kala fast, seems to be the Chushani, he states that it is a minhag for them to fast during Nisan, the Chasan and Kala, unless there are other mitigating factors, and even then they should, if possible, fast until after Davin Mincha, in the early part of the afternoon. Ayin Sham Chushani Aleph Gimel. We continue on. Aval, Tanya's back to the Ramah, Aval Tanya's Chalom Yisanin. But a Tanya's Chalom, that for sure, you go ahead and you do on Rosh Chodesh. Now, as we all know, in principle, a Tanya's Chalom is done even on a Shabbos and on a Yom Tov. A Tanya's Chalom, the idea of a Tanya's Chalom, as you know, is that when a person has a very bad dream, so fasting on the very day that he experienced that dream, that has the power to annul its bad, whatever portent that it has there. Nowadays, we don't really see this so much because our dreams are so messed up. Our dreams are usually, when we have bad dreams, it's usually about the things that we spaced out about and thought about that were inappropriate during the day. But at one time, there used to be what's called a Tainus Chalom. If you really feel you need it today, you should have to speak to a Pesach before you do it. Anyway, a Tainus Chalom in principle is allowed on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The only difference is about these fasts on Shabbos and Yom Tov is that you, when you fast a Tainus Chalom on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to fast another day as a kapara for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even though it's mutter to go ahead and fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov with a Tainus Chalom, as a kapara for going ahead and impinging on the Odeh Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to go ahead and make up a day of and make it up with another fast on another day. So here we're going to say differently, look at the Ramah, I look at the Mishnah Berurah, about Tainus Chalom Misani. When it comes to the Tainus Chalom that you allow to fast during the month of Nisan, unlike on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you go ahead and do a Tainus Chalom, here, in Sarah Chamesa Tainus of Haniso, you don't have to go ahead and make up a Tainus for the fact that you made a Tainus during Chayesh Nisan, you don't have to go ahead and make it up in Yar, Deishin Chuparlo, in order to be Mechaper, on the fact that Al-Mashay Nisan, the fact that you fasted the Chodesh Nisan Al-Palomo, the fact that you had a fast during Chodesh Nisan, you don't have to make it up another fast. Kamo, like you do, like we just said, Shesarah Chasos, like someone has to do, Misha Misane, someone who is Misane, a Tainus Chalom, Mishabbos and Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh and Chol Shomoy, and all those days that you fast, Shesarah Chashay, the Tainus Al-Haliso. When it comes to Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh and Chol Shomoy, if you did a Tainus Chalom on those days, even though it's good to do a Tainus Chalom on those days, for the bad dream, you have to go ahead and make up another Tainus for the fact that you fasted on that Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh. Motion is by the same, like you say, seeming tough. You press the Messiah of the Shabbos, Shabbatoch Nisan, Tainus Chalom. And if a person goes ahead and he fasts on Shabbos during Nisan, a Tainus Chalom, Mutil the Salos, Leon Machar, Leon Rishon, Almashe Sane, the Shabbos, Kevan Sheiser Tainus Zeh, Eno Elamina. He says, however, if a person goes ahead and fasts on Shabbos that is in the middle of Nisan, a Tainus Chalom, it would be mutter to go ahead and even fast the Yom Machar the next day, the Yom Rishon, even though it is Chodesh Nisan, Amashesan and B'Shabbos. You can go ahead and fast not only a Tainus Chalom during Chodesh Nisan, but the Tainus Al Tanisan, the Tainus that you're making up for a Tainus Chalom, you can also do during Chodesh Nisan. Why? Since, unlike use a Tainus on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chodesh, Cholamai, this is more of a Minah. It's a minad. Even if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on a Sunday, and the Shabbos was part of the Sana Tainus Chalom, the Shabbos beforehand there was a Tainus Chalom. Mutar leishev b'Tainus Rosh Chodesh Nisan amash Sana b'Shabbos. You can go ahead and sit on a Tainus in Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a makeup for the Tainus that he had on Shabbos, even though the Tainus that he's having for the Tainus that he had on the Shabbos is going to be done on Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Finally, the Ein Omrin Mizmor L'Soda, the Kel Erech Hapayim L'Matzeach on L'Matzeach Erev Pesach. You don't say Mizmor L'Soda, Kel Erech Hapayim L'Matzeach on Erev Pesach. Now, we know that Kel Erech Hapayim L'Matzeach, those are not done on Erev Pesach and not Yom Tov, because unlike Tachlun, those, as we know from previous, earlier Yomis, Those are just not said on Erev Pesach and Yom Tov itself. But what's this Mizmor L'Soda business? You know, why don't you say Mizmor L'Soda on Erev Pesach? Okay? So, let's see. Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Erev. Mizmor L'Soda. Sif Katan Yud Beis, not Yud Gimel. Mizmor L'Soda. Shalach Meitoda Hayu Chametz. Because the Lach Meitoda were made of Chametz. Afilu Erev Pesach Asa Lakriven. Erev Pesach. It's also to be makriv sheyavo liday nosar, because it would become nosar. As you know, there's a issa d'iraisa, you're not allowed to leave over edible parts of any korban beyond the time allotted for their consumption. So the leftover food is called nosar. Now, a todah offering, a todah korban, can be eaten only on the day it is offered in the following night, or it can be brought erev Pesach after daybreak, right? Since korbanos are not brought at night, there would only be a few hours to eat the chametz loaves, because in the Torah it's going to be usher to eat chametz from chatzos of Erev Pesach. So these chametz loaves would likely not all be eaten in that short time, and it's definitely usher to bring such a karbon with the knowledge, this is why they asked it, that even part of it will end up becoming disqualified and burnt. So therefore, the todah offering, todah karbon, would not be brought on Erev Pesach, and therefore, after we did the soda, is not said. Now, if someone, Peskim say, began saying Mizmor L'Soda on these days, he could complete it because some do actually have the minhag to say it. This is brought down in the pre-Megadim. Sif Katan Yud Gimel, the Erev Pesach. You don't say, Kel Erev Hapayel, and say after Erev Pesach Yud Gimel, he says, Umashkim L'Beis HaKnesses Erev Pesach. Once we're talking about Erev Pesach and Davening, you should get to Beit Knesset very early on Erev Pesach, Kidei Sheyigmor Sudaso, Kodem Arba Shos, so you can finish your breakfast meal, the Chametzik meal, before Arba Shos, before 4 hours into the day. Finally, the Noagin Laharbos Ktas V'achilu Shtiyah B'yomach HaRachag, the Minhag gets to eat a little extra yummy stuff on the day after Chag. This is what's known as Isru Chag, Behu, Isru Chag, this is Isru Chag, Sif Kodem Yudalad, Isru Chag, Aminag, Shalol Lisanos, B'chol Isru Chag. The minhag is not to go ahead and fast on any Isru Chag, any day after Yom Tov. Lahatil Isser, the Beis HaKnesses, Mitzorach Gadol, Mutar B'Nisan. To go ahead and impose what's called an Isser ban. Lahatil Isser, you can make an Isser with a Cheirim in Shul. That's Mutar during Nisan, if there is a great need for it, even though it's Aser, Afsha Aser B'Tishrei. The basic idea is that we know that a community has, in general, the authority to declare that a certain action is usher to all of its members in the community under the penalty of cheirim, what's called excommunication. Check out Shulchan Aruch Yerodea. Now, imposing a cheirim arouses the midas hadin, which is not congruous with the joyous atmosphere of Nisan. This is arousal yet is of even yet greater concern in Tishrei, when we are standing in judgment, Ramah, therefore, the Tzorach Gadol, it would be allowed during Nisan.